ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
गुरुवार्षिकम्, written by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. The first of the prayers in the Gurvashtakam describes the condition of the material world, which is hopeless, as hopeless as a out of control forest fire. The only way that a forest fire can be contained ultimately is when there's a downpour. Krishna arranges for such things, for the living entities who are suffering in the burning heat of the material world. Although he sends his agents, he's the source of that mercy, just as the ocean evaporates, creates clouds, which then bring the rain. Krishna's the original source of the water, or the mercy that comes down to the living entities in the material world through his representatives. Samsara davana dalita loka chanaya karunya ganaghana tvam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya vande guru shri charanaravindam mahaprabho kirtana mritya gita varitramadyan namasorasena Romanchakam Pashutaranga Bhajo Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Shri Vigraharadhana Nityanana Shringaratan Mandira Marjanadao Yuktasya Bhaktam Shchani Yunjatopi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada Swadanna Triptan Hari Bhakta Sankhan Kritvaiva Triptim Pachatak Sadaiva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Shri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Lila Gunarupa Namnam Pratikshana Swadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Nikunjayuno Ratikeli Siddhai Yayali Bir Yuktira Pekshaniya Tatrati Daksyat Atibalabasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Sakshad Daritvenastamasta Shastra Uktastatha Bhavyata Eva Sadvi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado Yasya Prasadanakati Kutopi Jayam stuvam stasya yashastri sandhyam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam Srimad Guru Rashtakame Tadushcha Brahme Mahurte Patati Priyatnat Yastena Vrindavana Nata Sakshad Sevai Valabhya Jana Shanta Eva. Together, the spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy, just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it. So the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is an ocean of auspicious qualities. Chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy, singing and playing musical instruments, the spiritual master is always gladdened by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind, sometimes his bodily hairs stand on end, he feels quivering in his body, and tears flow from his eyes like waves. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean their temple, and perform other similar worship of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is always offering Krishna four kinds of delicious food, analyzes that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagavat Prasadam, he is satisfied. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is always eager to hear and chant about the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Sri Sri Radhika and Madhava and about their qualities, names, and forms. The spiritual master aspires to relish these at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is very dear because he is expert in assisting the gopis, who at different times make different tasteful arrangements for the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal loving affairs within the groves of Vrindavan. I offer my most humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master, who is a bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always remember and praise the spiritual master. At least three times a day, I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. One who, with great care and attention, loudly recites this beautiful prayer to the spiritual master during the Brahma Muhurta, obtains direct service to Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan, at the time of his death.
Natchariyar Marman. Hey, Natchariyar Marman. Natchariyar Marman. Natchariyar Marman.